affirmations to reconnect with the team and inner strength. This short practice, lasting about 5 minutes, focuses on affirmations to foster team unity and personal resilience. For every one negative, you need 9 positives. So, for that interest in the bank, always make sure that you start your day with affirmations, whether that be listening to affirmation tapes or just saying to yourself what you are grateful for. Begin by grounding in unity. As you breathe, think of your team as a strong, supportive unit. Picture yourself standing shoulder to shoulder with them. Picture each of their inner children who dreamed of being firefighters. And allow you to picture them growing through adolescence, their 20s, and allowing them to grow older because you've kept them safe and you've kept you safe. Affirm to yourself, we are a team, a solid unit. Together we stand resilient. Embrace your personal strength and learning. Remind yourself, I did my best. I'm committed to growing from each experience. Even tasks that feel menial are helping with the safety because maintenance is needed. And that includes the maintenance of myself. How do I maintain myself and protect the asset? I am a firefighter, a son or daughter, brother, sister, father, mother, aunt, uncle, many more other titles will fall on me. Acknowledge that while management may have a different goal and may communicate a little bit differently than your team, your role within the team is valuable, and you have reached your goals. Connect to your ancestral strength. Imagine an idealized mother figure or strong ancestor standing behind you, offering their strength and protection. You will then see your idealized father figure or strong ancestor also standing behind you. Let their presence remind you that you're not alone, that each one of them would be proud of you, that the people that you save also has an ancestral line. Affirm, my ancestors and those who came before me stand with me. I am connected. I am grounded. I am supported, and we are one. Allow yourself to let go of any things that you don't like that might have happened in your ancestral line. And just give it as a gift back to the person, and just picture giving it back and them receiving it and thanking you for taking care of it. Now, if you need, allow them to have it evaporate. Give them the strength to give it back to whoever it was that it came from. Ancestral healing is so important. In a test of rats, where a rat was electrocuted while smelling cherry blossoms, for 7 generations after, any rat in that family line that smelt cherry blossoms would start screaming and acting like they're being electrocuted. So it's always important to acknowledge not only the trauma from your family line, your heritage, but also to acknowledge the strengths. Now I want you to picture your team. Feeling the shared purpose of your team, visualizing their ancestors, their heritage, knowing that you can lean on each other, learn from each other, borrow strength from each other. Together, we bring strength, resilience, and hope. Thank you for joining us on these practices.